And now with the unenviable task of following up the deacon, we're going to bring up our 2017 Catholic Men's Conference Chairman, Tom Minnery of St. Matthew Parish in Gahanna. Sadly, Tom is a big Michigan fan, so let's give him a big Buckeye welcome.
I kind of figured, let's get it out now. Come on. Gentlemen, that game last November proved one thing. Football indeed is a game of inches. Those two teams beat the snot out of each other, fighting for every yard, for every inch. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think our journey of faith is very similar to that. I think it is a game of inches. We have forces of darkness all around us. We allow it into our homes through the internet, through the radio, through our own actions. We need to step into the breach, gentlemen. And I think the Catholic Men's Conference is a good step. Now, men, I've been asked to give a personal witness, and I pray that I don't come across as boastful because I'm a sinner. So I want to start with a question. How did you get here? Did somebody tap your shoulder? Did somebody ask you to come? Were you bribed? Were you cajoled? Did you come on your own volition? I know for me, it was 25 years ago. 25 years ago, my big brother Mike called me and said, "Hey, Tom, there's a Catholic men's conference in Cincinnati. You ought to come down to this. We're going to have great speakers, good food, and penance." I said, "Penance?" Kind of put a shiver down my spine. Well, I tell you, I said no. And I told him, I said, "I can't go because I've got too much going on. I've got kids. I've got work. I just got too much going on, Mike." So I said no. He called me next year. "Tom, you're going to come this year?" Nope. Gave the same lame excuse. Got a lot going on. Called me the third year. Same question, same response. Fourth year, he didn't call me. But I got this letter. And in this letter was a ticket to the Catholic Men's Conference. It was a little note that got me. It said, "Get your butt down here." And I went. And I had a great time. I got to listen to some great speakers. Lou Holtz was one of them. And the message was, "Men, it's time for you to change, to do something a little different." One of the things that Lou Holtz said is, you know, a lot of men run away from adversity. He goes, "Hell, man, I seek it. For only going through adversity will you ever find the true meaning of happiness." That kind of stuck with me. And then came penance. And I was scared to death because I went through that penance line and I said, "I'm going to find that youngest priest I can. He'll know how I feel. He'll understand who I am." And I got through there and I was going through the ushers and I got diverted. And I found this elderly priest. And I said, "Okay, I'm going to go for it." So I sat down with him and I said, "Father, forgive me. It's been almost 20 years since I've been to penance." And I was expecting a right hook. And what I got was silence. And so I said, "All right, I'm just going to let it loose." So I started off with my sins. And then after about 40 seconds, he grabbed my arm. I said, "Oh my goodness, what have I done?" But he bent his head towards where I could see his eyes, and he said, "Welcome back." Fellas, I can't tell you the joy I felt just getting rid of my sins and then having an opportunity to go to Mass with a cleansed heart. There's nothing like it. And yes, I do get emotional about this because guess what? You have the same opportunity today. And I pray that you do perform, go out and do your penance, and then have an opportunity to go to Mass. It's a wonderful feeling, men. It's a wonderful feeling. So today, we're asked to go into the breach. Well, my story continues. The following year, I attended the first Catholic men's conference I could. And I met a couple of St. Matthew fellows. And for the next several years, we scrounged together a couple other guys and started going to these men's conferences. But something was missing. And along the way, a couple of these guys asked me to join the Knights of Columbus. And I said, I don't have time for that. Fellas, I got a lot going on with my life. I got 3 kids, 2 in diapers, blah, blah, blah. Well, it took I did the old Minnery sidestep for 3 or 4 years. And then I joined it. What a great experience. The Knights have 4 tenets. They have charity, unity, fraternity, and patriotism. You witness patriotism today with that 4th degree coming through for the Pledge of Allegiance. By the way, when you get back to your parish and you see an opportunity to go to a spaghetti dinner or a pancake breakfast sponsored by the Knights, that money is geared towards charity, fellas. Please patronize them, because some of these charities are by virtue of what the priest is asking for, and a number of charities that the Knights are definitely supportive of. Were it not for the Knights, I wouldn't be carrying this rosary. Were it not for the Knights, I wouldn't have not have protested at a women's abortion clinic on Cleveland Avenue and on Broad Street. I would not have joined the March for Life. Do you guys realize there's only 2 abortion clinics left here in Central Ohio? Fellas, we're winning the battles. We are winning battles. It's into the breach. It's not that hard. There's a lot of ways to enter into the breach. And I experienced this about 3 months ago. I was at a Knights meeting, and a gentleman, a fellow Knight came up, and he said, "Fellas," his name is Max Maskamoski. Is he here? Doggone it. Max got up, and he said, "Men, I'm the Eucharistic Minister Director for the St. Matthew." And he said, "Over the last several months, I've just charged 21 men or 21 people to be Eucharistic ministers. 19 of the 21 were female." And so he looked at us Knights and he said, "Fellas, I need some help." So for the next 5 or 10 minutes, I'm sitting in my chair going, "Minnery, it's time to get out of that doggone pew and get into the game." So I looked over at Max and I just said, "Count me in." What a blessing. I had never been a Eucharistic minister before, but fellas, it's an awesome feeling to give the body and blood of Christ. It's just awesome. And I pray that someday that you have an opportunity to do the same. So I was tired of being a pew Catholic. Now, several years ago, a number of us men, we wanted to jumpstart the number of men coming to this men's conference. In a parish of over 2,200 families, 6 years ago, only 15 men from St. Matthew were coming to this thing. And I was like, "You got to be kidding me. Come on. What do we do?" So we approached the Knights and we said, "Men, we're going to bring 100 men and we need your help. We do not want money to prohibit anybody, whether a man or a female, going to either conference. It's that important. So we help finance this thing." We said we were going to bring 100. That first year, we only got 90. Well, at that time when we brought 90, this gentleman named Chuck Wilson came up to me. And if anybody knows Chuck, you get the following: "Tom, I've noticed that you got 90 men. Have you ever thought about being a host parish?" And instead of doing the Minnery two-step for 3 or 4 years, I looked him right in the eye and I said, "We're going to do it. We'll be the host parish. We're going to bring over 100 volunteers to this thing." And I went back to the Knights and they supported me. fellas, there's nothing like it. The next year, we started getting more men. And Jim Mahome, is Jim here? He might be back at the booth. Jim Mahome came up to me and he said, Tom, have you ever thought about starting a men's ministry? Not really, but let's do it. Jim has a how-to book about how to start a men's ministry program at your parish. Fellas, it's easy. It takes a little bit of effort, but you get a bunch of guys together and good things are going to happen. That reminds me of Margaret Mead's famous quote, never doubt that a small group of people can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. Remember that, men. It only takes a couple of people. The other thing I want to say is, during penance and during the break, please go out and see the vendors. There's an opportunity. There's a number of ministries out there for you to start looking at. You've got the Catholic Foundation. Go visit that booth. St. Gabriel Radio and all the other vendors. Man, there's something out there that's calling you. The Lord is calling you. He's calling you to change and to lead. Be not afraid. One last thing. Dave Karam made a statement last year that I've been thinking about for 365 days. He said, men, if this conference does not change you in some way, shape, or form, this conference has failed you. We feel the same way about this conference. Get out there, take a leap of faith, and get into the breach, and be that man that God is calling you to be. God bless you, and have a great conference. Thank you.